A new operator has been selected to run a key port in New London, as Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports. The management shakeup at State Pier comes with an eye toward capitalizing on the growing market for offshore wind energy.
When it comes to hooking up its power lines to offshore wind, Connecticut's a bit behind the curve. Last month, it approved a small expansion to its buy-in on Revolution Wind, an offshore project run by Danish company Ørsted. But that buy-in still places Connecticut behind neighbors like Rhode Island and Massachusetts when it comes to committing to wind power. Matt Satnick hopes investments at the New London State Pier announced Monday can help turn that around. He wants to see offshore turbines get built and fixed there.
When you look at proximity to the offshore wind projects, and you think about transportation costs to actually deliver assembled turbines, it's very well positioned in the Northeast.
Satnick is with Instructure, the financial partner for Gateway Terminal, which was just selected as the new operator of New London State Pier.
You're able to assemble offshore wind turbines on shore and deliver them at probably the lowest cost, just given the strategic location of New London.
Gateway beat out five other bidders, including the port's current operator. Scott Bates with the Connecticut Port Authority says its winning bid focused on two things, long-term vision and money to invest. As part of the agreement, Gateway will pour about $30 million into the pier.
And it's a better deal for the taxpayers of Connecticut. We at the Connecticut Port Authority will be getting close to double the revenue that we've been getting under the old deal.
In a statement, Ørsted, formerly Deepwater Wind, congratulated Gateway and signaled it would invest at least $15 million in the port through Revolution Wind, expected to come online in 2023. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.